This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At 11 o'clock, get you the latest on the Redskins, including which players have been placed on the physically unable to perform list going into training camp, what burning questions need to be answered outside of Kirk Cousins. We've spent so much time focused on the quarterback position. There's 52 other players on that active roster. What are the big themes of this year's camp, which gets started on Thursday? We'll break that down at 11. And Kyrie Irving demanding a trade, also on the docket for next hour. Right now, though, we're talking John Wall.
Signs a Supermax deal. So, at a minimum, 4 years with a player option for the fifth. His prime years, you would think, that he entered this past season as a 26-year-old, next year he'll be 27, will be spent with the Washington Wizards. The window is here. Your furniture, if you come into Washington, you're looking around, you want to buy the house, Bradley Beal will be here. Otto Porter will be here as well. And now we know John Wall is part of something special. With the trade kicker that makes it almost prohibitive to move him, this is going to be the Washington Wizards team built around those three guys. So the conversation, A, what does it kind of mean for Washington basketball? You and I both kind of are in lockstep. I think that this is massive because John Wall had his choice, could do whatever the heck he wanted, had the team over a barrel, but let them basically say, here's our plan, here's what we're going to do. They tweaked a couple things. He signs that max deal. It's huge for the Wizards. Second part, though, the conversation you wanted to have, how close is he to that next step, making an All-NBA team, which he should have made before, by the way. Goran Dragic beat him out 1 year. Never forget that. Unforgivable. But how close is he to that next level of being an MVP, and can he reach it?
I don't see him winning an MVP award. I think he'll be in the conversation at some point more than he was this season. I just think he's that good of a player. There aren't guys like him in the NBA. I pointed out anecdotally the numbers this year and where that ranks him kind of with his peers the last three seasons. 15-10. When guys do that for a week straight, it's a story. John Wall does it for entire seasons. He's the only guy in the NBA the last 3 years to average that. Only one other player's done it 2 out of 3 years. That's Russell Westbrook, who is the MVP. And guys like Harden and Paul, who don't need first names when I talk about them, are the only other players who have done it once. So, yes, I think as the Wizards get better, as they win 50 games, as they're a top two seed in the East, as LeBron and the Cavs dissipate, and let's say he goes to L.A. to play for the Lakers or the Clippers or something, or whether he stays in Cleveland or not, as they become more beatable and just approachable in the conference standings and in the playoff series, and the Wizards close that gap and the Celtics close that gap, I do think that he's going to get more run in the MVP conversation. But I think there are just too many players that are still better. I think he's great, but a guy like Kevin Durant or a Russell Westbrook or a James Harden, guys who score more and do some of those flashier things that get you on SportsCenter more often, that hit all the threes in a league about spacing, your Steph Curry types, who are going to be playing on better teams. I just think there's always going to be a few guys like that. So if I had a bet, I would say he'll never win an MVP award. I think that he could absolutely get closer than he did this season when I thought he was in the conversation.
Yeah, so he's outside looking in, but one of those, hey, what about John Wall after you named the first seven guys?
Do you think he can get past that?
I don't, and here's why. It's not necessarily the caliber of player. This is the trap that basketball falls into, and I guess most sports do in general. You've got to be on a quote-unquote elite team. You've got to be one of these teams winning 63, 64, 65 ball games. You've got to be towards the top of the league. And then they go, okay, who's the best player on this team that's winning 65 games and is the one seed, the two seed in the conference? You look at the Spurs, Kawhi Leonard, the best player on the Spurs. Kawhi Leonard's great. I'm not disrespecting Kawhi Leonard at all. He's in the top three of MVP voting. Why? Because the Spurs won 61 games and are the two seed. James Harden, 55 wins. In Houston, if they're winning 45 games, he's putting up those numbers. Probably not.
But Westbrook won the MVP this year with 47 wins.
That is true. He also averaged a triple-double. So your point in general,
yeah.
I think and maybe the exception, I guess that kind of proves the rule. You get MVP consideration when your team is elite. I think the Wizards are capped at not being elite. I think they're capped right where they are, in fact, around the 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 seed as you look at some of the teams that got better.
Let's go to Steve in Rockville. Steve's on Grant and Danny and called us at 800-636-1067. How are you, sir?
What's up, Steve?
Good, thank you. You guys are right on with that perception. It's a numbers game, unfortunately, for John. But I think a couple of things on that real quick. One is that perhaps the perception of his circumstance and his franchise, which I think is going to change now. But I do believe he's held in high regard by the players, the highly regarded players in the league. So I think he'll be right on the perimeter there, right on the edge every year. Also, you know, talking about where the Wizards are going to be perhaps and perception, why wouldn't a LeBron James perhaps consider the Wizards when he looks to move on? I know all this talk about the Lakers, but they now are showing that a player like LeBron, look what we've got to offer.
So I don't think it's likely, but I think the point of the call actually stands. In other words, you've now become somebody that teams mention. That's huge. Again, I don't think LeBron's coming here. I've never thought that, quite frankly. I have a couple friends that texted me that very same thing, that, hey, in a couple years, they'll have some cap space. LeBron, it's not happening, and I'm not holding out hope for it. But the validity of the call is you now see that this can be the destination for a Gordon Hayward, for a DeMarcus Cousins to accept less money, to be the third man, to find your Chris Bosh to go with that big three that happened in Miami. You can now do that because you've got these two guys that are studs, a third guy that's overpaid, not a Porter, but a nice piece as well. You could say, I could be the veteran that takes less and we can go beat some people.
I guess so, but here's what I'm wondering is, I don't know if you can afford a guy like LeBron after the Otto Porter decision. Wasn't that supposedly the drawback into what they did with Porter, which was,
of course,
a couple seasons from now, you're not going to be able to get a deal done on a max money with a guy like LeBron?
Right, so someone has to take a lot less. But when guys like, you know, Jan Mahimi may be able to come off the books after a couple seasons, Marcin Gortat will be off, and maybe you can move a piece.
Ernie is great at trading terrible contracts that he gave out and shouldn't have.
Yeah. So he gets
like
out of,
he got out of that Andrew Nicholson deal in a way that I never would have imagined he'd be able to.
It's imaginative, but it costs you a first-round pick. It's why you have no assets. So,
but they're going to have to get rid of Jan Mahimi's contract at the expense of a first-rounder probably too.
Right, so this year it won't work. But in 2 years, maybe it will when he has a going into an expiring contract type season. There are some machinations that you can do as, you know, 13-plus mil comes off the books for Marcin Gortat. Maybe you can use Markieff Morris as a trade piece because that's great value at this point in the NBA.
Did you see that Markieff and his twin brother, Marcus Morris, were coaching a non-NBA, non-Big Three basketball game? So do you remember the tournament?
Yes.
A couple years ago? I actually really liked it. And I think the Big Three basically saw the success and tried to jump on that.
The teams have weird names, though, right?
They do. They have really weird names. It's basically like the Bad News Bears.
Yeah,
like,
Aerial Assault is like a team or something, yeah.
It's like they pick like little companies and tag on their names. Well, anyways, these teams play for a couple million bucks, and it's a basketball tournament. It's not 3-on-3 like the Big Three is, but it's a legit basketball tournament with guys out of college who are not in the NBA. Some of them used to be, I think, or play overseas or whatever. But the point is, those two guys were coaching as twin brother head and assistant coaches, and their team, which was in like the semifinals this weekend, got into a big fight after the game, or everyone was like gathered around like a benches clearing brawl without any punches thrown. And the Morris, I guess, were in the middle of it. I didn't get to see the full video, but I thought Markieff loves mixing it up on the hardwood. I would like him to coach me, though. I actually think I would want him to coach me in the tournament. I'm a Markieff Morris guy. He brought so much attitude to this team last year. I didn't want him here initially, and now I love him.
He's mercurial. He's fickle. Like at times when he's engaged and right, they're really, really tough to beat.
But on a binary, like you love or you hate Keith, I love him. I actually think he brought a lot to this
He's
team.
He's a tough dude.
Nate in D.C., go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I think he may have an outside shot of getting in the MVP conversation, but it would have to be something dramatic where he's having like an all-time season, like 25 points, 15 assists. And I say that because a lot of the top guys have had that great season already. So for them guys to try to live up to that great season again, like Harden having another great season or Westbrook averaging another triple-double, they will have to live up to that expectation, whereas John Wall can come in with a great season and probably, you know, even the skill a little bit.
Appreciate the call, buddy. Couple of tweets here. I'm at Grant H. Paulson.
At Funny Danny. Weezy, I bet you want to address the same thing.
Well, Weezy says on Twitter, so you give Wall credit for not holding team hostage, but yet don't critique Kirk for actually doing so. There's a lot of differences. These have two situations have really nothing to do with one another. Wall's being paid $200 million by the Wizards. Cousins was guaranteed $29 more than he'll make this year by the Redskins. That's a difference of, off the top of my head, over $170 million.
Yeah, both people, by the way, said, hey, I want to make sure you're doing the right thing. We gave credit for that, by the way, in both cases, number one. Number two, let me know when the NFL team offers something called, it's not hyperbole, it's not like a nickname for it, it's called the maximum. They are legally not allowed to offer a single dollar more. That's what the Washington Wizards did to retain their player. Let me know when the Redskins do that. The maximum allowed under the laws that govern the sport. Let me know when the Redskins do the same.
Speaking of the Redskins, training camp starts Thursday. Non-Kirk Cousins division. There are a lot of fascinating storylines with this team. We will cover them next. We'll talk to one of the reporters getting set to go down to Richmond to cover camp on Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.